1 Corinthians 12, from verse 1 to verse 11. Another controversial passage. Another passage where I'm going to offend somebody, I'm sure. Whatever view I take of these verses, there will be some who think I have either gone too far or not far enough. What is the apostle speaking about? Spiritual gifts, he's talking about. Spiritual gifts. Now about spiritual gifts, brothers, I do not want you to be ignorant. Spiritual gifts. The gifts of the Spirit. Now the first paragraph here, up to verse 3, is vital. There is one gift, whatever we say about the other gifts that are to come in the second and the third paragraph. Whatever we say about those other gifts, there is one gift which is absolutely primary, fundamental, essential. What words can I use? And it's found in verses 1 to 3. We must be able to say that Jesus Christ is Lord. No one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Now you could teach a parrot to say it, but no man can receive and acknowledge Christ, Jesus as Lord. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord one day. But in this life now, in this experience now, no one can truly receive and take and acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord except by the Holy Spirit. This is nothing less than the gift of the Spirit in the gift and grace of regeneration. And whatever else we say, whatever other view we take, we come to on the other matters of the gifts, unless we've been regenerate, we're talking eyewash, hogwash, nonsense. It's no good saying I've got this gift and I've got that gift. I can do this and I can do that. Plenty of scriptures tell us this. Not everyone who says Lord, Lord in that way, not all these gifts and so on, can make up for this. Unless you know Jesus as Lord, not merely a Savior. The idea that you could split him between Savior and Lord, I think, is another nonsense. Wrong. The believer is a regenerate man or woman. And a regenerate man or woman has repented and believed and trusted and received Jesus. Jesus as Lord. Jesus as Savior. Paul majors on this point here. Jesus is Lord. And that's the first and primary gift. But there is the gift of the Spirit. Our God is not a dead, mute idol. Verse 2. In your pagan days, you were somehow or another, you were influenced and led astray to mute idols. Atheists, the modern atheists, they have a mute idol as their God. He's called reason. He has no power. He has no saving power. Sex, entertainment, pleasure, power, money. There's no spiritual power in it. Oh, there's earthly power in it. There's financial power in it. But these are the mute idols of the day. God in Christ by the Spirit is a living, vital, all-powerful God. I say, he is the vital, living God. And only God by his Spirit can bring sinners to receive Jesus. Jesus as Lord. He came to his own, and his own received him not, but to as many as received him. Who were they then? John 3. They were regenerate, born again of God's Spirit. Without God's Spirit, we shall never see the kingdom, let alone enter it. John 3. So, my hearer, are you regenerate? Do you acknowledge Jesus as Lord, your Lord? Do you receive him as your Savior? If so, then we can go on talking about the spiritual gifts. But if you have not received Christ as Lord, you are dead in your sins. Repent and believe Christ. Trust him now. Otherwise you will perish eternally. Now then, verse 4. For those who are regenerate, there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different kinds of service. That word is diakonos, ministry, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but the same God works all of them in all men, all regenerate men and women, of course, that's what he means, all brothers and sisters. Now to each one, to each brother, to each sister, to the newest believer, am I speaking to a new convert? I'm speaking to you then. To each one, each believer, each regenerate man, each regenerate woman, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. Clearly, Paul is talking about the ministry of the Spirit, the service of the Spirit, the ministry of the Spirit in every and each believer, the priesthood of all believers. He's going to speak in the next section, verse 12, about the all-body ministry, and that is based on the priesthood of all believers. And the priesthood of all believers is nothing less than the manifestation of the Spirit in gift, in ministry, in service, in ability and talent, whatever word you want there, for the common good, the good of the ecclesia, the good of fellow believers. The picture here is of the ecclesia, the body of Christ, that local assembly, where there is this mutual manifestation and activity of the Spirit. As I say, from verse 12 onwards, it'll be illustrated by the body ministry. Paul will move into that illustration. You, believer, me, every believer, has the manifestation, the gift, the talent, the ability of the Spirit given to us to be exercised for the common good. Now there is a principle which we need to grasp hold of and exercise. I won't develop it here. I've written my book, The Priesthood of All Believers, Slogan or Substance. Too often it's just slogan. We want the substance of it, the practice of it. The picture here is of the vibrant ecclesia. Everybody contributing. Do you do this, my brother and sister? Now, in the institutional church, this has been largely organized out of the ecclesia. We've set up institutions. Are you a pastor? I'll use the word even though I don't like it. Are you a leader in God's church? Are you clamping down on the manifestation of the Spirit? Are you stifling the manifestation of the Spirit? Or are you stimulating the priesthood of all believers? Are you encouraging it? Are you looking for it? Are you teaching for it? Ephesians 4 tells me that this is the aim of the teaching ministry, to nurture, to foster the all-body ministry, the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. Too often now, we so institutionalize the churches that what we have now is 99.9% of the assembly is docile, just absorbing, and 0.0 or whatever it is percent is doing the talking. This is not the picture in this book here. It's not the picture in the New Testament. It's not New Covenant. In the New Covenant, we are all ministers, and we all have the manifestation of the Spirit to exercise that Spirit, that gift, the Spirit to exercise it through us for the common good. Verse 11, all these are the work of the one and the same Spirit, and he gives them to each one just as he determines, the sovereign Spirit using each believer as living stones in a building, that's Peter's illustration, as living members in a body, that's Paul's illustration to come here. We all have the manifestation of the Spirit. And now the thorny part. From verse 8 to verse 10, Paul lists these gifts, including languages, prophecy, miraculous gifts, gifts of healing, extraordinary faith, I would take it to be, and so on, the message of wisdom and interpretation and the rest of it. What do we make of this? Well, there's a spectrum of views. There is the cessationist view that these gifts were apostolic age gifts, and with the end of the apostles and the establishment of the body of the New Testament scriptures, the need for these gifts was removed, and therefore they ceased. There's a cessationist. Right at the other end of the spectrum, there'll be those who think that these gifts are still with us in full force and power and should be manifested. And people have miraculous gifts of faith and healing and prophecy and so on, and languages. By the way, the languages, I don't take tongues there. It should be languages. I read it from Acts chapter 2, the ability to speak foreign languages for the spread of the gospel. Extraordinary gift it was in those days, of the Spirit directly. That's how I read that. Now, there are those who think those kinds of gifts are still with us. The other end of the spectrum, they've ceased. And there's, of course, a whole range of views in between. Now, I have to stick my neck out again. Well, I'm a cessationist. Except, I do believe very earnestly and strongly, and I've advocated already, the manifestation of the Spirit to be exercised in what I might call the ordinary gifts of the Spirit. Teaching, prayers, instruction, consolation, comfort, reproof, rebuke. The administration of the Spirit in these ways. I do not look myself for these extraordinary manifestations. Now, this will offend some, and it won't be strong enough for others. But I have to say what I think, and that's what I think. I think these gifts were given for an extraordinary time when there was no written scripture in the New Testament sense. But leaving that to one side, can we not agree on this? The first gift is regeneration, to receive and acknowledge Jesus as Lord. Have you had that gift? Do you acknowledge Jesus as Lord? Is he truly your Lord? Do you bow the knee to him? Do you bow your heart and mind and will to him? That if you do, you are a member of this body and gifted to be able to exercise that gift for the common good. You must exercise it for me if I am with you, and I must exercise any gift I have for you. It is the common good. We do not want this blotting paper mentality where we just absorb. We are meant to be active in the administration, in the ministry, in the service of God, the priesthood of all believers. So let us manifest it. As I keep saying, I'm afraid the institutional church, for centuries now, has robbed us of this. The reformers did not recover this in the full extent. We need to get back to this, where the whole assembly, the whole body of Christ, is demonstrating the gift, the administration, the manifestation of the Spirit's ministry among us. We all should be contributing to the common good, to the glory of God, and the blessing of each other. What do we have here then? The ministry of the Spirit in every believer, for the common good. May we live to see the day when these things are manifest in a powerful and mighty way for Jesus Christ's sake. The world needs to see it. It needs to witness and hear and sense this power amongst the body of Christ, and we as believers need it. And it is for the glory of God, for God has sent His Spirit into us for this very purpose.